Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Midnight Monsters. I am your host, Spooky Boo. Every Sunday I bring to you true tales of the paranormal, and sometimes I even have guests. During the last half hour of the show, you can call in to ask your questions or even tell your stories at 516-453-9399. Find out more at www.midnightmonstersradio.com. Now let's begin.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. So, how is everybody tonight? I hope everybody's day is going normal and exciting. Mine has been really strange, but these days that is every day. That's right. So tonight we're going to talk about the White Witch of Niles Canyon. If you're familiar with the area and the Alameda County, Fremont, Livermore, Sunol, Pleasanton area, you've probably heard about her. You've probably heard many different stories or people telling you their really strange stories. If you have one of your own, I'd like you to call 516-453-9399 and tell me your story. That number is only available during live show times, by the way. If you'd like to leave a story of up to 3 minutes, you can do so on the Spooky Boo Scary Storytime line at 707-776-6592, which is 707-SPOOKYBOO22, and tell your stories to me that way. And I'll play them on the air. So, call in 516-453-9399. All right. So, let's begin here. A small highway nestled east of Fremont, California, to Sunol, California, is Niles Canyon. Sunol, California, is Niles Canyon Road, also known as Highway 84. Where its name changes and extends to Livermore, California. Many people use it as a shortcut to avoid the traffic of Highway 680, but beware, the road is haunted. Every February 26th since 1938, the White Witch of Niles Canyon, also known as the Ghost of Niles Canyon, has appeared on the side of the road in a white dress. One of the first sightings includes a couple on their way to San Francisco who claims to have picked up the woman on the side of the road. When they arrived at the Dumbarton Bridge to pay the toll for three people, the toll collector didn't believe them because the Niles Canyon ghost had disappeared. The story has been told by other people where the same paranormal phenomena has occurred in the area and have happened at the toll of different bridges. This version of the story is also known as the Vanishing Woman. Another very similar story includes a man named Billy Rose. Billy and his friends picked up the girl, and as the story goes, she disappeared at the toll bridge. Billy and his friends drove to the address in San Francisco that she gave to them, where a different woman answered the door. The woman at the house claimed the girl was her daughter. Her car had run off the road 20 years prior. After a dance, and she died. Another bridge sighting includes a group of people who claim to see a woman in white walking back and forth on the bridge. When they told the police, the officer saw the woman as well. He fired two shots in the air after trying to warn her to come down. She then yelled, "Don't shoot me, I'm coming down," then dropped onto the tracks and disappeared. Many people claim to know the White Witch. The first story is about a woman who died in a carriage accident. An old cemetery worker knew her as Lucinda Lurie and would show her grave to others where she was buried at the Pleasanton Memorial Gardens. Rumor has it that she was thrown from the carriage when the horses spooked at the lights of a horse's carriage, also known as a car. Then another car ran over her body. There have been investigations to debunk this theory, proving that no woman was ever run over by a car in the area, and that the grave was supposedly held for a different family member, but her name was used because it was on the deed. A local newspaper suggests she is just a teenage girl runaway whose body was never found. Yet another tale describes the White Witch of Niles Canyon as an actress from an early cinema days whose heart was broken. There are other stories. One is about how the story might be fake. Apparently, a person was in the area and noticed some teenagers goofing off. One was a girl in a wedding dress smoking a cigarette. When the car's lights came into view, the other teens yelled, "Here comes one!" and then they would hide. The girl in the white dress went toward the car and the driver sped off, and as it did, she held her arms out like a crucifix. Someone witnessed that happening, and they were just kids playing practical jokes on others. So I've personally been down that road many times and have never seen the ghost, but I drive during the day. So if you've experienced the White Witch of Niles Canyon, give me a call at 516-453-9399 and tell your story. Let's see if anybody is out here. No, not yet. You know, I should also turn this live on Facebook because people know how to get here. So let's see if anybody is calling in at the moment. No one is here yet. I have friends who have claimed that they have seen the White Witch of Niles Canyon. So hopefully they'll come on and listen to the show. But I don't know. I'd like to see it. I remember a friend of mine and I were driving home from a football game, and she took that road and was telling me about the story. I hadn't really heard of it yet, and she was telling me about the story and how freaky it was. And also there's lots of gang activity and other things going on in that area. But we did not see the White Witch of Niles Canyon. I was kind of hoping. I was looking around going, okay, you can come out now. But nothing. You can also chat. You can go to the chat room at the Blog Talk Radio website and enter the chat room and chat with other members. You get there by blogtalkradio.com, find Midnight Monsters, and there's a chat room. The link is also on my website, www.midnightmonstersradio.com. And I'll be right back. Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Do you want to listen to creepy, scary stories at night before you go to bed? Check out the Creepypasta and True Scary Stories podcast. And get podcast episodes Monday through Friday to listen to at night. Find out more at www.creepypastascarystories.com. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and other popular platforms. Remember, www.creepypastascarystories.com. Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Come and visit me on social media. You can find me at Spooky Boo, Spooky Boo Roads, or Spooky Boo's Scary Story Time on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other social media. The list is up at www.scarystorytime.com, where you can find me. Okay. Well, here's a website that talks about the White Witch and how she may or may not be true and how it might just be an old wives' tale or an urban legend. It's possible mystery solved in Niles Canyon. This is from a investigative blog called Dreaming Casually. I believe the name is Jaime Rubio. I think that's how you would pronounce that. So, let's see. I am a huge fan of urban legends, and when I first heard of the White Witch of Niles Canyon or the Vanishing Hitchhiker Tale, I was intrigued about how it all originated. If you have read my first blog on the subject, which I wrote nearly 3 years ago, you would see that I never did find any documentation of a lady dying out in Niles Canyon. The only thing I found were more legends and one death of a gentleman who worked on the railroads named William Harris, who died after falling from a trestle on May 23rd, 1906. Now, this is directly from the website, so you can find their website at dreamingcasuallypoetry.blogspot.com. Although I am sure there have been many car accidents up that winding canyon road, and more than likely many deaths over the years, I could still never find that one story that would tie to the origins of this urban legend that has circulated each generation in Niles and the surrounding areas. One day when I was visiting Sunol, Niles, and Pleasanton, a friend of mine told me to look up Lucinda Lowry, and that he had been told by an old caretaker at the cemetery in Pleasanton that she had died many years ago being overrun by cars. When I got home, I started a search. Sure enough, I found in the Pleasanton Memorial Garden Cemetery Index a Lucinda Lowry, who purchased deed number 61 and a lot number 178 at the cemetery on September 4th, 1895. It also showed that either date or death, the date of the death or date of the burial was September 24th, 1895, the same day she purchased the plot. Something else stood out about the index, the wording killed by cars. After further research, I found that the asterisk near her name on the list meant that cemetery employees added her name to the deceased years later. This meant her first name was not in the original book. It only showed Lucinda as the purchaser of the plot, not necessarily the one buried there, meaning that the person buried there may not be Lucinda after all. Still, I wanted to know for sure. I started doing some online research and found several people literally copying and pasting verbatim the story from a Halloween-themed article, claiming that a lady with the last name Lowry had been on her way to a wedding and that the horses pulling her carriage were spooked by two of the first automobiles in town and that she was thrown off the carriage and run over by one of the cars. That sounded interesting enough, right? I mean, it seems so detailed. But did this actually happen? So it goes on to say that she doesn't really think it happened, but it's back to square one again. Now, I don't know if you believe the rest of the story. You can read the rest of it at dreamingcasuallypoetry.blogspot.com, simply because I don't really have permission to read the whole thing, but you get the idea that someone has actually written something and done a lot of research on what had happened. So they don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody knows where the original story came from and who did it. And if you have a story about the Niles Canyon ghost, you can give us a call at 516-453-9399 and we can talk about it. Well, people were talking about calling in and giving me their stories because they're local. And I'm sure that they have some really creepy things to tell me about. That's right. You can also make suggestions on topics that you want to tell. So you have an urban legend in your area, hopefully with one with a little bit more information. And I can tell that story here. So if you have seen the White Witch of Niles Canyon, give me a call and let me know. Otherwise, we're going to move on to something else for a little while. Something that I'm kind of a little upset about. All right. So 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, I did a podcast on the White Witch, or not the White Witch, the Bell Witch, you know, with Kate Batts and the Bell family, John Bell, and how she haunted, or her witch haunted the group. Now, if you have seen the movie An American Haunting, do not take that as verbatim of the story, the actual story. It goes so far off base that I'm pretty sure it was written by somebody who either hates men or hates the USA, because it's just ridiculous. They have John Bell at the end describing, the end kind of describes how John Bell had molested his daughter and the mother looked the other way, and that was all the horror the two family members, why they were the ones who were haunted the most. And then it went as far as to go as the lady who moved into the Bell House or the Bell Area had her daughter go to her dad's house for the weekend. And then Betsy Bell shows up as a ghost. I mean, to warn her. And it's like, I don't know, what kind of man-hater actually wrote this story, wrote this script? It's absolutely disgusting. So if you're watching that movie, you know, kind of just stand that it is not the actual story, at least not in any book that I've read. I'm going to research the rebuttal from the actual family members, because I'm pretty sure that they probably did not have a say in that horrible ending. It was pretty sad. If you're going to write a horror story, base it on the real thing. Don't add random shit. It's going to piss people off. Okay? So, what else is going on? Anything weird in the paranormal world? Besides people who were going to call about the White Witch and are not calling right now. The number is 516-453-9399. I don't know if they're having problems getting to the website or what's going on. But that's okay. We can make do. So I've heard other frightening stories about the White Witch. Or not the White Witch, but Niles Canyon. There's a story about a woman who supposedly threw herself off the canyon and appears out of nowhere. So I don't know. I really don't know. But we'll see. So, let's think about this here. The White Witch, if she has ever shown up, people in newspapers have reported on her. They have. It's been on the news in the Bay Area, and it's also been, I believe, in the Contra Costa Times. I haven't found any articles in the local Alameda papers, but in the Contra Costa Times, somebody wrote about it, and they told another man, I told his kindergarten class about the White Witch. So a lot of people believe in this story. But thousands of people drive that road probably every day and every night. And I can't imagine that if it's real, why haven't more people seen it? Maybe there is a reflection off the road somewhere. And of course, maybe they saw the kids who were playing a practical joke or a prank on the people driving by. I mean, how irresponsible. That could cause an accident. But when you're that age, you don't really think that way, do you? You do stupid things like that. Not giving them a pass. I'm just saying that that is what kids typically do. And they should get in trouble for it. But, you know, when you think about it, there would be more instances of people seeing apparition, I would think. Unless it just only comes out on that one day that I expressed in the beginning, or maybe under certain circumstances. Because the houses that we lived in were haunted. We never saw anybody. We just heard things and got scratches, and weird things happened. Everything was invisible. Nothing, except for the guy in the window that my sister's friend saw, that saw a face in the window when she got up to run to get a knife. But that's the only time we ever saw a person. And that's not true either. The other haunted house we lived in, my son saw somebody walk from the porch to the old abandoned candy store next door. The candy store burned down or something, and they just left the shell, the building, and used it as storage. But he said he'd see somebody walking back and forth from our house to the old candy shed, which is really super creepy. So I guess we have seen the shadows, or, you know, maybe they're shadows. Maybe they're not even spirits or ghosts. But we have seen things. But most of the time it was a noise or an action, you know, some sort of motion, pushing, pulling, scratching, and never anybody. So maybe this witch has to happen during certain times, and other times she's just randomly there. I'd love to drive out there and park and see, but I don't think there's anywhere I can park on the side of the road out there. Maybe kind of creepy. I'd have to bring like several other people because there's criminal activity I've heard out there as well. I don't want to be a part of that. So if you have seen the White Witch of Niles Canyon, give me a call at 516-453-9399. And if you haven't, well, that's too bad. If you've seen other weird things going on in your house, oh, look, somebody's calling. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Am I? Okay. You were talking about weird things in the house. I thought we were talking about the White Witch on Niles Canyon.
Oh, we are, but I already went through my whole spiel. And
oh,
so,
no.
Yeah. We're already half an hour in.
I've got a story about it.
Oh, please do tell.
When my kids were younger, I thought I'd scare them, you know, not thinking anything would happen. And I'm telling them the story as we're driving through Niles, and they're petrified. And just by coincidence, there was a lady in a white dress walking, but she wasn't. But it scared the crap out of my kids so bad that I had to question myself if I was, like, seeing something or not.
Wow.
And then I've had friends that have literally seen the white. The story goes that she was going to her wedding. I don't know if you got that same story. But she was going to her wedding. Okay, that's the story I grew up being told, that she was going to her wedding and her car broke down and she was hitchhiking and someone picked her up and murdered her. And since then, she's been trying to find her way to her wedding. That's the story that I got. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard that one yet.
Were you talking about weird things? Yeah. That's the one I grew up hearing.
Yeah.
Now,
were
you talking about things?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello?
Okay. I had gone through the stories of the White Witch that we heard in the area that I've researched about. The woman who, one story is an actress and she was heartbroken and killed herself. And another one's a story about woman who, in Niles. And another one is a story about a hitchhiker that would get into the car with people and drive to the location
that
they
said. And then she disappeared.
And she disappeared at the toll bridge.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. She was going to her wedding. And when she gets in the car, she disappears. Now, I had a friend that said they had it happen to him. But I won't tempt, I won't do Bloody Mary either. But I won't tempt it, but I don't disbelieve it either. Because I've had enough weird things happen to know there's something going on paranormal.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's the story that I heard.
Okay.
And then she just disappears.
Right.
And everyone drives down Niles Canyon.
Well, I want to go down there and check it out. When people had continued to the house, the address in San Francisco she'd given them.
Uh-huh.
And the lady said, "Oh, that was my daughter. She died years ago."
Oh,
that's a story that was, I think, in the Contra Costa Times or something.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. But then
that's
there's
cool,
also
though, because,
kids.
I mean, it gives us hope that there's life after death.
Oh, I think there is. I think there is.
I know there is. Too many weird things that happen that aren't coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool story. That made it into the newspaper too, huh?
I think it was the Contra Costa Times that made it into, yes. But
yeah.
So did the story that a bunch of kids were out there and a girl, younger, a teen, would stand there in a wedding dress. She'd stand there in a wedding dress, and then they'd hide. The boys would hide. And then she'd walk toward the cars as they drove by. And it was a joke
that
was playing
dangerous.
On people. Yeah, I know. People could get in an accident that way. It's horrible. But
there was that one accident, the Seven Sisters. I'm sure you heard about that.
No, I've never heard of that.
Okay, well, they tore the hills down because of this accident, but my ex-mother-in-law went to school with one of the gals that got killed. So Seven Sisters decided to go, you know, just on a Sunday drive, because that's what you did in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And out past, you know, Livermore, where the hills are at, they were out there driving, and someone else was driving really fast. They were at the bottom of the hill, and the car was going so fast that it went airborne and landed smack down on the Seven Sisters.
Oh.
It killed all of them. They call it Seven Sisters Road, but they literally just last year tore down the hills. They leveled them out.
Mm. Oh. Yeah,
gnarly stuff. Livermore's got gnarly stuff, like Gravity Hill.
Yeah, we had one of those in Santa Rosa.
I think everyone has one of those.
Yeah, that's a make-out point.
Everyone has a different story, too.
Yeah,
what
I know.
What other stories got told tonight? I missed out.
Oh, that was it. That was I went through the list of things that I had found online, because I've never experienced it, so I had to go by what other people said. There's a grave. Supposedly there's a headstone for the woman that died in Pleasanton Memorial Gardens.
And is that the one that's supposed to be from Niles?
Yeah, that's the one that...
Have you ever done any research on the secret sidewalk? Because I've heard a lot about that.
No, I just found that tonight and I was looking at it, and supposedly it's gone.
No. It's not.
No, really? Oh, somebody, whoever was writing on it, said it was gone. I don't even know what it is. I just saw the name.
I'm anonymous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm anonymous. Yeah,
nobody knows
you're,
who
you're
are.
Not going to, it's not going to be known, because that's where a certain motorcycle gang meets.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah.
I heard there was gang activity out there, but I didn't know who.
Only the badass one that you can think of. Like, I mean,
the Big H?
The Big H.
Oh.
So it would probably be told it's been closed or whatever. I've never had the guts to walk it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never believed anybody's stories that said that they did, because I know what goes on down there.
How do you know what goes on down there?
Because I grew up around there. All kinds of sacrifice stuff. And there was down a creek by where I lived. There was a dam type thing. And someone had drawn a pentagon on this dam. It was like a cement to slow down the creek or something. And they drew a pentagon, and man, our imaginations went wild. And we bought a Ouija board out there. Talk about tempting fate.
Yeah, but Hell's Angels don't do that kind of thing. Or at least
no,
as a
this
group.
Was just, this, no, this was just as this was just where I lived, down the creek, children being children. No, AJ would they do on through Secret Sidewalk. I think it stays with them.
Yeah,
I don't think that ever gets loose. So it doesn't surprise me that nobody knows anything. Because
wow.
For years, that was the story. That's where they have their parties, or some of their parties.
Right.
They may have moved them. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any of them around here. Only two were my hometown.
About White Witch?
What? I'm sorry.
What else did you find out about White Witch?
That's it. Let me see. Go over my notes a little bit here. The first story of the woman that got killed was going to a dance, they said, and she was thrown off her horseless carriage and hit by one car, ran over by the next one. Because there were cars coming out then.
Yeah.
The next story was just a woman in white walking up and down a bridge, and the cops had seen her and told her to get off the bridge. And she said, and they shot up in the air, and she said, "Okay, don't shoot me, I'm coming down." And she disappeared.
Oh.
Yeah. And then
apparently
a cop had seen her. So, but I couldn't, you know, there's no names. These are just,
and they're
stories.
Skeptics.
Yeah. They're just stories that people tell. I don't know if that's real or not.
Well, the one, I believe that something, everything comes from something, even black cats, you know, every myth comes from some morsel of truth.
Mm-hmm.
So something happened on that bridge, and it had to do with someone with Justin White.
Right.
But we'll never know. You know what I mean? I'm sure there's something there. I know it gets foggy right there.
Yeah. I don't know. I've only been down there once at night, so driving through.
Oh, I used to drive it every day.
It's just
I hated daylight. When, you know, right now, the time where you fall back and it's dark early, because I have to go home in the dark, and I hated it.
Right.
Because I was always afraid I was going to run into it. I've never heard of the White Witch doing any harm, just appearing, and that pretty much scares the crap out of people. But then again, I don't know about you. Have you ever done Bloody Mary?
No, I don't think it's real. I think it's just something some kid came up with.
Well, then why wouldn't you do it?
I don't know, because I just don't think it's real. It's a mind trick. It's a mind trick when you're looking in the mirror and you're doing that and you're holding the candle.
You can't hold the candle. You got to be pitch dark.
Now, honestly, I don't even know what happens when you do it.
Oh, Bloody Mary shows up and kills you. Kind of like Candyman.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a runoff of Candyman, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you did that. That's some good urban legends from Livermore.
What are the other urban legends? Oh, God, not now. He always says this to me. Come here. Come on. My son actually apologized for that one day. It was so funny. He said, "I'm so sorry, Mom. I didn't realize he was making so much noise during your podcast." I'm like, So...
I don't want to make a pot roast out of him for nothing.
Come here. Oh, he's going to do this. No barking. Come here. You're going to come over here and sit with me. So, anyway, now I'm holding him. He doesn't like to be held. Yeah, I'm holding him.
Well, I'm glad you did that, because I haven't heard that story in a long time.
Oh, really?
You should research the Seven Sisters, too. I think you would find that very fascinating, because it wasn't that long ago.
I'll check that one out. So what stories have you heard that other people have told you about the White Witch?
Well, I had one friend that was going down Niles and saw a woman, and she was in white, and she was walking, and it was foggy, and she stopped to let the woman in, and the woman got in, and then was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just gone.
Yeah.
Didn't even talk.
Wow.
And then, and then cop stories, because, you know, I was raised with them, that they've witnessed some pretty freaky stuff out there themselves that had to do with a white female.
Wow.
What would be kind of cool to nail down is, has a woman died on that bridge?
Right. Right. Because they're all stories. Nobody really knows, because somebody went and actually investigated it and said
but
that.
But if anybody could do that, you probably could. You could find dirt in a snowstorm. I mean, find out if anyone died there, and that probably would put the pieces together.
Right. And I looked, and I saw over the rumors. Except for one person who had tried
it. Isn't there like obituaries that you can check?
Well, one person already went into all that. I kind of read that in the beginning of the show. This person investigated it, and what she found is that the plot that's in the person's name, the name is like Lowry. Can't think of the first name, but the plot had been purchased, but it was purchased under the person's name, and nobody had ever died on the road before then, the way that they claim. So the person in the grave may or may not be the person that's in the story, because the name doesn't match up.
Huh.
It just gets weirder and weirder.
Well, I know, because, you know, they could very easily, even just as early as the 50s, I saw a birth certificate on one of my patients one time. She was 94, and her birth certificate had a box where it said legitimate yes or no. So I couldn't believe it. You had to mark whether your baby was legitimate or not.
Wow.
And that was just like, that was not even 100 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
And then, like, the census.
Legitimate?
Yeah. And the census is all messed up because people didn't want to get caught. They'd give different names. Because people could fudge things. But now, not so much.
Yeah, now
it's
a lot
harder. You're pretty much trace. Yeah, you're traceable now.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make sense to me that there was a plot. I mean, somebody's in it, right?
Right. It was purchased by the person in the deed, and the person's name on the deed is on there, but not necessarily the person who is on the deed is in there. It might have been used by someone else, is how the rumor goes.
What does it have to do with the bridge?
Because somehow they connected the person in the grave with the person on the bridge, because it was told that way. It was told that way.
That's where you should start.
So the groundskeeper at the cemetery tells everybody, or did, I don't know if he's still alive, but what I read, the groundskeeper at the cemetery was telling people, that's her. Was it Linda, Lucy? Both names were L. Let me look. Oh, let's see, Lowry. So, and then they couldn't find the actual, Lucinda Lowry. They couldn't actually find.
Oh, Lucinda, that's an old name.
Right. But that was also the person on the deed. So they can't find the information where Lucinda actually died. They can't find the info.
Because back then you weren't, I don't even think you were required to have a death certificate. I don't know.
Ooh, you know what I'm going to check?
What?
Ancestry.com.
There you go.
I don't know if I can find that.
Because A lot of these, my grandmother wrote every single thing that ever happened, everything that ever went on, she wrote in a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And she always told me, write everything down, which, of course, I didn't listen. And I wish I had now. But we didn't have the luxury of the internet, you know?
Right.
So people they had safe responsibility and keep track themselves.
Exactly.
Now, I come from a family of bookkeepers. So they kept good records.
Mm-hmm.
The last name Darling, it derives from record keeping.
You're going to tell everybody who you are?
Records.
Yeah. I can edit that out. I have records all the way back to like the 500s, and my family kept Yeah, they kept a lot of information on both not so much my dad's side, but my mom's side is just filled with information.
No, I'm the opposite. My dad's side, we're down to the 1300s now. And yeah. I am a direct descendant of Geronimo.
Nice.
He's five. Okay, so descendant.
Yeah.
I could never figure out where the high cheekbones came from. And my grandmother, she had high cheekbones, and I couldn't figure it out. And no one would tell me. She used to tell me that her father was a medicine man and that her grandmother was an Indian princess. And it was all true. I thought she was just being full of it. And then my uncle dug into it, and sure enough, but on my dad's side, because they were all military, very traceable, and because they were all record keepers, you know, they were in clergy.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten all the way back to the 1300s, which is just amazing.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. Nothing is cool. He doesn't have any, like, cool stuff like being related to Geronimo. That came from my mom's side. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. You should go on Ancestry.com and see if you can date that woman and find out. Because I bet if you can find out if that was her and how she died, that would answer questions. That would be that morsel of truth.
Right. Yeah, I'd have to search. I'd have to have the full account, and I don't think I do. I'd have to pay them a lot of money.
I have, edit this out. I have an account with LDS.org because I'm Mormon. And you get Ancestry.com for free. So I'll send you that information.
No, I have an account. I have an account on one of their sites, I think. So I use it to confirm what I find on Ancestry.
We have a really good site.
It
would be that one morsel of truth that would kind of pull it all together. Because I truly believe that. I believe I went halfway around the world. And they didn't cross black cats. Now, how is that worldwide? Because there's some kind of truth to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although they thought if you tap your foot on your hood of your car 7 times, it breaks the spell. They've got all kinds of weird things that they do there. I was laughing so hard, and they thought I was crying. It's okay. I broke the spell. We're not going to have bad luck. I'm like, no, I'm laughing.
All kinds of silly things that go on like that. I have my own.
In India, India's got some real weird things. It's funny. Well, I'm glad that you did that. Hopefully you'll come up with some more.
Some more stories about it. Well, I will. And as I get more stories, I was hoping more people would call in tonight from Livermore because I kind of told them about it. But the stories, I'll do another podcast on it eventually when I get more data. Because before I've done like the Bell Witch, and now I'm finding out all this other information about the Bell Witch.
Oh, the Bell Witch.
Tennessee.
I've heard about the Bell Witch.
Bell Witch is cool. That's a cool story.
What's the story on that one?
That's the story about John Bell in Red River, Tennessee, who had a bad land deal with somebody named Kate Batts.
Uh-huh.
And she supposedly, either one of the kids had disturbed a burial ground, they don't really know, or she was a witch and she put a spell on them, but all of a sudden all these hauntings started happening in their house. And it's a true story. And all these weird things.
No, I've heard, because I'm big on paranormal, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard of the Bell Witch.
Yeah.
And I've been to Salem as well. The Bell Witch is real.
Yes, it is.
It's like 100% real.
And don't believe the movie that they made about it. Because the movie they made about it
seen it.
Don't.
It's
called
An
American Haunting, and it's completely stupid. They tried to make it look like
is that Is that where she goes up in the air and gets slapped?
Well, the girl did get slapped several times.
This girl got lifted in the air and slapped, and it was done so badly that it was funny.
Oh, it wasn't scary. No, they had a lot of really good stuff on it until the end when they made it look like it was all in their minds because they made up the story that didn't happen, that the dad had raped the daughter and the mom just sat there. So it was all psychological or something. And it looked like a little man hate thing. And it's like, go away, But so they totally ruined it. And that Donald Sutherland was in it, Sissy Spacek, and it could have been a really, really good movie.
Wow, some heavy hitters.
Yeah, it could have been
There's only one book that I've ever read where the movie was better, and that's The Exorcist.
Oh, The Exorcist?
The movie was far better than the book.
Yeah, but that's not real. That's not based off a true story.
Yeah, it is based off a true story, except it was a boy that got possessed. But usually the book is always better. That's the only book I've ever read where the movie was actually better.
I think the book was written after the movie.
It was boring.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that thick either.
No. I don't know. I read it online.
Yeah. It's not worth reading. The movie is, if I had to pick my all-time favorite horror movie, it'd be The Exorcist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for those times, that was really gory.
Well, it's still much better than a lot of movies these days, either way. So,
Carrie was a good one, too.
Which one?
Huh?
Oh, Carrie.
Yeah.
But the book is not, the book is not like the movie at all.
Is it
better?
Have you
read the book? No.
No.
No, because it doesn't have the pizzazz in it that you got from the movie, the old movie, new one.
That
the new
happens.
One's not that good.
Yeah. Sometimes you need someone else to be your imagination for you.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot
now,
of things.
Are you going to do this weekly where you're going to have a discussion on things?
Yeah, every Sunday I pick up a topic. And then I research it, and every Sunday I'll spend about 15 minutes to half an hour on my research of what I found, and then start letting calls in after.
That's a great idea.
So
you need to just get the word out there now, because there's a lot of Livermorians that have a lot of good stories.
Yeah. It's all over the world.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and there's stuff over by Hole in the Wall. There's some stories about there too.
About where?
Hole in the Wall.
I don't know what that is.
We call it. I don't know why we call it Hole in the Wall. There's a big hole in the wall. I don't know, but it's up by where you remember where the dollar bill was painted on that bridge.
Not really.
they painted over it. They really shouldn't have, but they did. Well, up in there is where the kids used to all go and party. Well, we also got scared half to death out there because there was this old guy that one minute you'd see him and then you'd turn around and he'd be gone.
That was
at
Del Valle?
And you would swear you just saw him. Huh?
That was at Del Valle?
It's towards Del Valle.
Oh, okay. I've never heard
it's
of that.
It's called Honua. Yeah, research Hole in the Wall.
I'll have to research
that. Livermore's got all kinds of spooky stuff. There's that one house out by the old library, the old library is right next to the new library. So past the new library, there's a house there that nobody will touch. And I'd like to know why. Do you know
what
house I'm talking about?
No.
It's two stories. It's rickety and old. And it's like if you were going towards out of town, away from the library, that's on the left-hand side. And it's been sitting there. I can't remember it not being there. But no one lives in it. No one will go near it. Nobody's touched it.
Hmm. I've never done that.
Yeah.
I ask people for stories. Huh? The only thing that they could, I asked people for stories. The only thing they could come up with was the totem pole, which I didn't even know where that is.
Okay, the totem pole is downtown.
Yeah.
It's right in the where the fountain is. Well, no.
Is there a story about
there's
it?
The fountain there. The totem pole?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
that's
know either.
A good question. I'd
oh,
like to know
and,
the answer to that.
And the other story is about the insane asylum that used to be out here, but they tore
oh,
it down.
God, yeah.
I'll tell you
it was
a
haunted.
You know what? You know what? The, you know what I saw one day? You know where Laughlin
what?
Road is? Do you know where Laughlin
yeah.
Road is? Okay.
Yeah.
I drove out there because I don't know why. I went to go get lunch. I was just going to sit out there so I didn't have to come home. And I'm sitting out there and I'm looking and there's like some cemetery up on the hill. But then down below that, there was this old house that they've since torn down. I'm really mad about that. But there was a big, old, broken-down house right there in the corner. And I'm
uh-huh.
sitting there, and all of a sudden, these two big white dogs appear. I mean, they're huge. Huge white uh-huh. dogs, like big white wolves. They look like they're wolves or Alaskan Malamutes or something, but they're pure white. And they're barking at me. I have my little dog with me, and she's just yapping, going crazy. And these two
uh-huh.
big, huge dogs are at the fence running back and forth, and then they disappear. Like, what the hell?
They're gone.
Yeah, they were gone. So I came back there like four or five times, and I hadn't seen them since. But now the house is gone.
Well, you know, a good one to investigate is the vet hospital.
Which one?
The one
oh,
that they shut it. Yeah, the reason they shut that thing down
vet.
Is because... It was haunted.
Really?
It's so haunted, I won't go in.
Where is that at?
And I'll pretty much go into anything. It's over off of Mines.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was there.
Do your research on the... Oh, my gosh. You're going to come up with all kinds of stuff for that. Because people have come forward and said, hey, we saw this. It's been investigated by people on TV.
Mm-hmm.
As the,
yeah,
the old vet hospital.
I'll check that out.
Can you imagine if those walls could talk? Oh, my God.
I'd love to get people
I mean,
to call in and tell me their stories about it. You know?
Yeah, I would, too. I want to hear. I'm going to research that one myself.
Yeah. Let me know what you come
maybe
up with.
Maybe if
I
get gutsy enough, I'll go.
We'll go in together. I don't know if we can right now.
Yeah, it's just, there's no social distancing in haunted houses.
I don't know. There's a lot of people around here that might actually live inside of it. So at this time,
I highly doubt it. That thing is really haunted. Even the ghosts go, damn, I ain't going in there.
Well, I'll ask around, too, because I asked people about this, and nobody came back with any stories. They said, oh, yeah, I know about that. And nobody came back
ask
with any stories or anything.
The vet hospital. There's no way no one's going to have a story about the vet hospital. I got a story, but I don't know if my eyes are playing tricks on me. I thought I saw a shadow person.
At the vet hospital?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I ran like hell because shadow people can kill you. That's what I, it was big. It was big. And that's what I thought I saw.
Yeah.
I mean, the place is like, it's like literally dangerous. It's not somewhere you go by yourself.
Yeah.
It's haunted, haunted.
My son said
do your research on that one. Maybe on your next show you could have stories on that. Everybody's got to have a story about that hospital. And if they saw the same shadow person as me, then I know I'm not crazy.
I will, I'll put that out there and see. Hopefully somebody will come
back
with it. Okay.
That would be great. That'd be really great.
I will.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing with me.
Okay. It was good talking to you. Call back next week. All right.
I will be calling next week. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so that was fun. I would love to hear your stories about everything. I know we kind of go off topic sometimes, but sometimes you need to. So, the White Witch of Niles Canyon. Who has seen it? If you have a story, give me a call at 516-453-9399. I will be right back in a moment.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. I know we all love true ghost stories, but right now I'll tell you that I love writing horror fiction as well. You can find all of my horror fiction that I've written on my podcast, Spooky Boo Scary Story Times, The Terrifying Tales of Sandcastle, where life in the quiet coastal town of Northern California begins its century of frightening events in this already disquieting city that attracts evil from beyond. Check it out at www.scarystorytime.com and subscribe with your favorite podcast platform, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. You can also get Spooky Boo and Midnight Monsters merchandise at www.scarystorytime.com. Now back to Midnight Monsters. Remember to tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific or midnight Eastern.
Hello, it's Spooky Boo. Welcome back to the show. So, if you have heard of the White Witch of Niles Canyon, you have heard your own stories. If you heard any stories that anybody else has told, let me know. I have a farm here, don't I? Cats and dogs and all sorts of things. That's just my studio. I am an animal lover, and that's life. So, okay, go on. Go play. So, here we are, back to Midnight Monsters, and we're talking about the White Witch of Niles Canyon. And if you are new on the show and you just started listening, the White Witch of Niles Canyon, no one really exactly knows where she comes from. She's just an apparition that appears, sometimes gets into people's cars and heads on out to one of the bridges, then disappears. Sometimes she's standing on the side of the road and you drive by and see her, and it's really super freaky. No one knows where she really comes from. There's lots of rumors. There's stories about a woman going to a wedding and stories going to a dance. She gets kicked out of her carriageless car, or her horse-driven carriage, and gets hit by a horseless carriage. Good Lord. And otherwise known as a car. It was right around the turn of the century, so they say. And she's buried in the Pleasanton Gardens, Memorial Gardens, the White Witch of Niles Canyon. I don't know. There's other stories of where she came from. Nobody really knows. But if you have heard of her, give me a call, 516-453-9399. Every Sunday, I will come back with a new topic that I have researched and bring it to you on the air. And hopefully, people will call in and tell their stories, like our last caller. You call in anonymously. You don't need to tell me your name and where you're from unless you want to. You can also leave a message about your scary experience, your true scary experience, of up to 3 minutes at 707-776-6592, and it will be played on the air. So that's all for tonight. I'm going to wrap up the show. I have gone 3 minutes over my hour time. And that's it. You have a great evening. Follow me on social media, Spooky Boo Rhodes, Spooky Boo Scary Story Time, or Boo Rhodes. You can follow me anywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Yeah, I'm even on MeWe and Minds.com. You can follow me at those sources. Just say hi, and you can send me your stories through that channel too, and I will read those on the air as well. So have a great evening, and I will talk to you again. Bye-bye.